By any means necessary is an equal opportunity pain in the fanny. They are a protest group that has been very militant and very disruptive over many, many years. They are now suing the Detroit Public School Community District, or at least threatening to, also suing Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They want the state to follow the California model and implement vaccine requirements in schools. They want mandatory vaccines. They want mandatory masks. They want mandatory testing. And they want remote teaching options reinstated, in spite of the fact that if you talk to the folks in the Detroit Public Community School District, things are operating very, very nicely. Thank you very much. In fact, they're nowhere near leading the league in outbreaks. And these vaccine mandates causing a lot of consternation in the business community. There is a leading employer here in the state of Michigan that is choosing a different path that they think is much more effective than compliance. Delta Airlines, one of our leading employers, threatening to defy the president's vaccine mandate. Jeff Manasso, Fox News correspondent, and WJR contributor, following that story for us this morning. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Yeah, Delta is going its own way on the vaccine mandate, becoming the only U.S. carrier to hold off on enforcing a vaccine mandate for its workers. CEO Ed Bastian saying that it's been an effective tactic, actually, for vaccination rates and compliance, saying that Delta's reached a more than 90% vaccination rate and expects it to rise another about 5% within the next month without a mandate in place. He says that there will be a need for religious and medical accommodations made for those who wish to remain unvaccinated while avoiding having to threaten employment status, saying by the time that the company is done that they'll be pretty close to fully vaccinated as a company without going through all of the divisiveness of a mandate.
So, Jeff, how far is Mr. Bastian willing to go to prove his point here? Is he going to defy the president's mandate? And we know the federal government, when it comes to regulatory heft, has an awful lot of control over airlines, carriers, and their routes. He's really poking the bear here.
Yeah, I mean, well, President Biden over the summer announced that sweeping vaccine or regular testing requirements for employees of private companies with over 100 workers, saying that it's all to help curb the spread of COVID. And there are eight airlines that have contracts with the federal government, American Airlines, Alaska, Delta, Hawaiian, JetBlue, Silver, Southwest, and United. So the General Services Administration gives these airlines, they give them contracts to make discounted fares available for federal government travelers on over 4,000 routes. So there's money. It's a money thing as well. Not saying that that's the reason, but I'm just telling you that's also involved. And so what Delta is saying is that it is proving that you can work with your people, trusting your people to make the right decisions, respecting their decisions, and not forcing them over the loss of their jobs. And so that is, that's the position of Delta Airlines. They've got more of a compliance than probably most other airlines who are mandating this. And so they're taking a different approach. And so, you know, what will happen? I don't know. Maybe the federal government will look at it and say, well, maybe perhaps that's a model to get more people vaccinated.
I don't know. Well, one would hope, because the goal is still the same, which is to get as many people vaccinated and protected as possible. Obviously, Delta doesn't seem too worried about public relations blowback on this, especially when they can tout to their customers that they will have upwards of 95% of their staff vaccinated.
Well, perhaps people will flock to Delta instead of the other airlines. But we've seen demonstrators taken to the streets outside Southwest Airlines HQ in Dallas on Monday, protesting over their right to choose, they say, as is Southwest and American Airlines, which is also Dallas-based, have both rejected Texas Governor Greg Abbott's ban of vax mandates. And so they're pushing ahead with vaccine protocols anyway. And you've seen the pushback and the blowback. So I think it kind of goes both ways.
Yeah. Have we got any guidance yet, Jeff, on when OSHA will release these rules that they have been drafting, basically in secret, with no input from the business community whatsoever. We were told they were coming out in mid-August. Here we are on October 19th, still no guidance.
Got nothing. I got nothing for you, my friend. We're taking, but
I know you'll be the first to let me know, right?
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah, but nothing from the Biden administration on when they're actually going to have the rulemaking done.
No, at this point, no.
All right. Well, an interesting path chosen by our friends at Delta Airlines. To what do you agree, Jeff? Do you think this says something about Delta's healthy relationship with its workers, maybe vis-a-vis other airlines that have had more contentious relationships? Could that be why they've had greater success at compelling compliance rather than those that have felt they had to use a carrot and a stick?
Well, I mean, look, I think that, you know, it perhaps could have been the approach of, you know, perhaps it could be a model for other companies. It could have been a model for the federal government. I bet you most people in this country would probably be vaccinated had the government said, "Look, you know, let's work together. Let's do this." I'm not gonna do what Lori Lightfoot is doing with cops in Milwaukee now on no pay status, effective today, because they didn't get the shot. Let's work together and let's be a team. Let's be a family, and let's figure this one out because we're all in this together. And
amen, brother. And I fear that we have lost that kind of unity along the way. And I think it's because so many people with partisan motivations, too, have wanted to keep us stirred up and agitated. Yeah. Jeff Benasso, such great work at Fox News. We appreciate it, sir. And we'll wait to see if Delta can prevail in this battle of the giants. Thank you so much, sir.
You bet. Have a great day.
I sure will. In the meantime, there is a new group of business leaders. Listen to my MIBusiness.com is the website to visit as they try to get the Biden administration to be more flexible and to engage the business community and let them have input into this rulemaking that they must live by. Very upset with the fact that they've been frozen out and do not know yet what's coming their way or how they will comply and how expensive that may be. We're going to be back to wrap things up on the Paul W. Smith Show for your Tuesday, just ahead on News Talk 760 WJR.